Aren't you proud of us today? Aren't you proud of us?
Not yet. I'm in a state known as pre-shame. I'm not ashamed yet. But I expect that by 7 o'clock I will be ashamed of what we've done or what we are about to do.
Will you be ashamed because it won't work technically, or will you be ashamed because it will work as planned and what we are planning is humiliating?
I have faith that before 7 p.m. our little psychology experiment of the air here will end up in either violence or humiliation of multiple people.
And if we're lucky, both.
Yes.
Am I right?
Well.
With the same person.
It depends what kind of metrics you're using. If we're counting individual incidents, it can be the same person.
I wonder what's going to happen. It is fascinating.
Yeah, we are doing a take on the famous Milgram obedience experiment tonight.
You don't know what you're talking about. We're putting money out on the street.
Yeah, we've put money out.
And we're seeing who's going to take it.
Yeah.
Just use words. Just talk like a normal person.
Well, that's a very simple, dumbed-down description of what we're doing. It's
we've
true.
Got a table. We've got a table set up on the street in front of the studio. We're not there. We're upstairs.
Right.
No one's there.
Nobody's there.
It's just a table, and people are walking by. They're walking home from work. They're walking past our little coffee table.
There's a microphone. There's a sign on the table. And, Andy, what sign did
I
you...
I wish read? I had the... I don't... I wish Ruth would...
Oh, well, just tell me in your own words what you what
Well,
you
the
wrote
plan
the
is... Here's the plan. The plan is we're going to put some cash on the table. Right?
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
How much money... 15, 16. Oh, here it is. Now I can tell you.
For
exactly
a second there, we were being broadcast on the sidewalk, but now I've turned us off, so we're not even broadcasting
right,
on the sidewalk.
Right, they won't even hear it.
Right.
Okay, there's going to be cash on the table. $15, $16, $17.
Right.
And there's a big sign in front of the table and on the table. And the sign says, free cash. Take what you need. Compliments of WFMU. And then the sign goes on to say, in big letters, ignore the man on the speaker. It is not his money. He is a liar. And there is a speaker set up next to the table, and I will be on the speaker trying to deter people from taking the money. So the sign, the visual sign, will be telling them, take the money and ignore the man on the speaker. And I will be on the speaker trying to keep that money on the table. And what's special about tonight is not this idea, which is not so great. We are live streaming it. You can watch it happen in real time on your iPhone, on any computer. If you're just listening on the radio, I believe if you close your eyes telepathically, Is that right? We've arranged for it to be broadcast into your brain.
Yep, you're looking
directly into your brain.
If you're on our homepage at WFMU.org or looking at the video stream on our iPhone or Android, you're looking at Montgomery Street, looking west, right in front of Monty Hall.
Yeah, check out WFMU.org. You can look at this live. And that's our own Scott.
Yeah.
Scott is preparing the table. We're about to put the cash on the table.
Yep, we're going to put the cash on the table.
Now, before we put the cash on the table,
now I'm coming out the speaker. How's that, Scott? Is that a good volume?
Wait,
Scott's saying
I don't know what that means. What does thumbs up mean in radio?
It means screw you.
Oh, okay.
That's what the thumb... It's like the most, nasty thing you can say.
Well, that's what he just did to us.
It's even nasty. He was just joking around, though.
Okay.
It's even nastier than the middle finger.
Listen, you're so smart. Yeah. You think you're so smart, uh-huh. Mr. Smarty Pants. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah. Harvard, 7 years of Harvard, right through?
No Harvard.
Oh, no Harvard. I'm sorry. I'm misinformed. I guess your resume was more of a piece of creative writing.
No, I never said anything about Harvard.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, why don't you predict what's going to happen tonight?
I think people are going to steal the money.
Not if I'm on the speaker telling them not to.
I think you might lose a bunch of money. So why don't we get started?
You're excited about this.
Yeah. Nick the Bard and Eric, please put out the sandwich board and put the money on the table. There's Nick the Bard putting the cash on the table.
Right. How much money are you putting there, Nick? Can you hear us?
Turn the sign around so it's facing the right way, Eric.
Oh, he's holding up
there
how
you
much?
Go.
That's Nick.
There we go.
Holding up, what is that,
$15? $15. All right. Thank you, Nick
the
Bard.
That's a lot of money. I've never even heard of those presidents. A lot of money.
Yeah, that was a $10 bill and a $15 bill.
And now they're retreating.
They're going to be sitting in my car.
Discreetly sitting nearby.
Right. It's a stakeout. Yeah. It's a stakeout.
Now, what is Scott doing? He's got to get out of there, right?
Yeah, Scott, you got to get out of there.
Scott, you're going to deter people.
Yeah. Everybody's got to disappear.
Okay, so there's no one around.
All right. Nobody.
There's money on the
gone.
Table. It says free cash. Wait, can people hear me?
No, not anymore. Now it's just silent.
Wait, how can I activate the speaker? I
activate it right here. I press those two buttons in.
Now, if somebody starts to take the money, I can talk to them?
Yeah, if somebody looks interested, then we will.
So we have cash sitting there.
Empty.
Right, there's no one around.
Just a sign that says, free cash, take what you need, compliments of WFMU. Ignore the man on the speaker. It's not his money. He is a liar.
That's right.
That's what the sign says.
You don't think I can successfully keep my money on that table?
I don't think you can.
There is $15 sitting there, $15 in cash. I wonder if there's a lot of foot traffic today.
There's nobody by the table right now.
No. But what I love about this is we're not anywhere nearby. There's no one nearby.
Yeah.
People walking by won't see anyone, but they will see Nick sitting in the car.
The car's it's on the other side of the post office driveway. It's far enough away. It's a stakeout. Oh, somebody.
Won't they be scared?
Somebody's stopping. Somebody might be there.
Wait, hold on. No, they're walking past. Free cash. Hold on. There's a guy. Okay, give me the speaker.
Okay, you're on.
Don't even think about it. No, no, no. Keep walking, pal. That's my money. I work hard for a living.
I'm sure you do. The app. How's the app selling?
I'm halfway to my goal. Thank you for asking. Do you want to know what my goal is?
What's your goal, Andy?
Taking my two kids to Shake Shack.
Wow. So that's like $80?
I'm halfway there.
That's Josh. That's
I know.
Josh. That's one of our DJs who's on at 8 o'clock.
Couldn't you hear my apparent delight at seeing this setup and knowing immediately who it was?
You can't take the money, Josh.
Yeah. I'm not going to take the money.
Don't even think about taking the money.
I'm walking away.
Keep walking, pal.
Best of luck.
Thanks. He's on at 8?
Yeah, now we have the microphone.
Wait, he's on after Little Andrea?
He's on after Little Andrea.
What is his show like?
He does a punk rock show, Andy.
That kid does a punk rock show?
Have you heard of the punk rock?
Yeah, but he seems like such a nice, well-brought-up young man.
Oh, what were you expecting?
I was expecting a punk? I was expecting that kid to be playing a lot of my music.
Oh, no.
Playing a lot of Joni Mitchell.
No, he plays the punk.
He does?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of deceptive. That's kind of false advertising.
Okay, now there's two people coming.
Okay, let's see if they stop. And
I'm turning off our speaker. Our speaker is off.
Wait, what's he doing? Who's
Eric? That's Eric just moving the sign a little bit.
Tell me why.
To get the sign completely in camera shot.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And it was also good he moved it out to maybe stop people.
Right, yeah, slow people down. Yeah.
So no one's even stopping.
Somebody's coming now.
This is the most honest community in North America.
Yeah.
Jersey City should be very proud of itself. These people are not interested at all in picking money up off a table.
Well, bear in mind.
And people say the economy's in trouble. I can prove it's not.
Bear in mind.
I can put cash out on a table.
Here's
the
thing.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, are they stopping?
No, they're saying free cash. But bear in mind that the cash is sitting on a table next to a sign that says free cash. But there's a microphone there. There's a camera trained on it.
Yeah.
So they know that it's not just free cash.
What can we do about that? Can we remove the microphone?
No, because you want to be able to talk to them. And
no, I don't think I need to talk to them.
No, we're not removing
the mic. Let's kill the mic. It's so easy to just move the mic inside.
No, because you still have the camera there.
No, we put the camera in the shrubs. We put a potted plant.
No, we can't do that.
Have
right
you
now.
Never seen Pink Panther movies? Nobody looks in potted plants.
No, we're not moving the camera.
Well, at least let's get rid of the mic.
No, we can't get rid of the mic because
why?
If somebody's interested, then you want to tell them, no, it's not free cash.
No, don't get rid of the speaker. Get rid of the mic.
But if you're saying it's not free cash, then you want them to be able to talk back to you.
Okay. Hey, Kent, I'm just wondering. You've been in radio quite a while.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not funny. Get that kid out of my shot. Who is that kid?
That's Marshall.
Somebody's son that found some boxes and some duct tape.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes to school in a very short bus, I'm guessing.
Here's a guy, but see this, there's
the
no...
The sign's facing the other way.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
He's
hold
interested.
On.
He's interested.
Is?
Oh, he passed by. Here's a couple.
Ken, no one's going to stop.
They seem interested.
Wait, hold on. Free cash. Hold on. Wait,
free cash.
They're reading it.
They're reading
the
sign.
They're reading our sign.
And they're keeping
because
on.
Because it's the microphone. You're right. They're scared.
But I like hearing what's going on out there. People walk by and they say free cash.
Oh, you're thinking like a radio man.
Yeah, it's a radio show. See?
Well, oh, I see. Yeah, audio.
We're on the radio.
The audio's important.
Right.
To
the
you.
Audio's important. Somebody's going to steal the money.
I hope somebody steals.
If
your
you're
damn
driving
mic.
Around, you know, I mean, if you're out there listening live and you're in a car, just drive by FMU and steal Andy's money. It's not just anybody's money who's sitting on the table out there. It's Andy Breckman's money.
You know what's worth more than any amount of money on the table?
What?
Ken's microphone.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's a crappy old SM.
Yeah, of course you have to say that.
That's a crappy old SM58. You can buy
SM58, that can get you $800 on eBay tomorrow.
You can buy them at the hardware store.
For $850.
You can hammer in
used.
Nails. You can hammer in nails with an SM58.
That's how good it is.
You're right.
Take that microphone if
is.
You're driving
it's,
by.
It's a workhorse microphone.
Wait, okay, so people are just walking by. Okay,
you
Ken.
Want me to turn our speakers on?
No. Wait, you mean to lure them in?
Yeah.
You want to try to lure them
free
in?
Watch. Here's how we do it. Free cash. Free cash. No strings attached. Free cash. Stop by the table.
No strings
pick
attached.
Up your free cash. Free cash.
Can they hear you?
Free cash. Yes, they can hear me.
And they're walking by?
Free cash on the table.
Hey, now you get to see the effect that this radio station has on the listening public. You finally get to see visual proof of what I've been trying to tell you.
If you...
It repels people.
I'm going to turn your mic off. You're repelling people. Free cash.
Kenny.
Cash, $15 is yours for the taking right on the table.
Kenny, they hear your voice and accelerate.
$15 of free money. Free dineros.
What a
free dineros.
What a salesman you are, Ken Friedman.
Libro dinero.
You can't even give away a $5 bill.
How do you say free money in Spanish? I know it's dinero. But it's not libro dinero. That would
no,
be wrong.
No police, no immigration. Free money, not a trap.
No,
no
policia,
entrapment.
No policia, no Ebola.
No Ebola.
Free cash.
Get rid of the damn microphone.
Free cash.
How much money? Do you think if we increase the amount?
Here, let's do this.
Oh, no.
All right, let's do this. Let's just put the microphone.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you can follow us. You can watch it all happen live. We have live streaming on our website. Right?
Free cash, $15, just sitting here.
What you're listening to is Ken Friedman trying to give money away.
$15, just sitting here. Dinero gratis.
There's a card table in front of our station. There's cash on the card table, and there's a big sign that says free cash. We're not near it. We're just being broadcast over a little speaker.
Yeah, we're two blocks away.
And Ken is just screaming free cash.
Free cash.
You can't even get him to consider it.
Dinero gratis. Dinero gratis, free cash, no polizia.
It's very interesting. We're offering free money, but which, of course, is attracting people. But our radio station, of course, is repelling
free
people.
Cash. Hey, you guys who just walked inside, free cash on the table outside. Go back outside. There's free. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, you.
Who?
Him. Go back.
No, he works here. He wouldn't count.
No, he might be a guest. Free cash.
No, I don't want a guest.
Cash on the table. $15. Take it and run.
Who?
Take your $15 and run away.
A guest of who? He's one of Andrea's lonely souls.
Punk rock Josh.
Oh, punk rock Josh.
Yeah.
You're punk rockers don't need free cash. They're making so much money on their own.
Are they? Free cash. Free cash right here. $15. Take it and walk away.
Have you ever heard of punk rock concerts? Do you think they're free?
Some of them are free. Was that where the big money is?
Yeah, punk rock concerts.
Putting on punk rock concerts?
I can prove they don't need money. Would you like me to prove it?
Yeah.
Tune into WFMU right now. We're live streaming. Punk rockers walking past piles of money.
Free cash.
Look, there's a young couple with a baby.
Baby. Free cash. Cash for the baby.
Cash for the baby.
They need cash.
This is how sad it is now. Cash for the baby.
Yeah, bear in mind that the original concept here was that we would be telling people, no, no, you may not have that cash.
We would be batting them away. We didn't understand the problem. No one needs money. The economy is roaring here in Jersey City. To these people in Jersey City, it's not worth 2 minutes of their time
stop. Eric or Nick, you're in the red car. Can one of you guys get out and just fold the microphone down so it's towards the ground?
Yes.
Just bend the microphone down so it's not so prominent. We'll still be able to hear what's going on, but maybe it won't scare people away. Maybe people won't notice the camera.
Now, here's another flaw. Eric and Nick are not listening to this show. They've got better things to listen to.
Well, I mean, they're in my car.
They've got a ZZ Top Greatest Hits cassette tape.
No, they're in my car, and my car has every speed, every, you know, button is set to Hot 97. Free cash!
Okay.
Free cash!
Eric and Nick, just come
free
on.
Free cash,
Eric
right
and Nick,
here.
You got to put the microphone down.
Free cash. Yes, free cash. $15. Just take it and run.
Wait, where's Eric and Nick? Seriously. Are they not listening?
No, seriously, they're probably listening to Hot 97. They probably couldn't figure out how to operate the radio in my car.
Okay, well then.
Here comes Eric.
Okay.
Eric, all right. Eric's on his way.
Okay.
Free cash.
Just point it downward, son.
Just point that microphone downward.
Hi, Eric.
Free
You're
cash.
Doing fine. Eric, very proud of you. Oh, what a
thank
big
you,
boy.
Thank you, Eric.
Look at Eric. What a big boy.
All right, Eric. Thank you.
And yes, girls, he's single.
He is single.
I know. How old is he?
Almost got. No, no,
no, no,
no,
no. Eric,
all
point
the way
it all
down.
The way down.
All the way down.
Point it down to the ground.
To the
That's
ground. There you go.
Well,
keep going.
That's a good boy.
Keep going. You can just lay that on the ground if you like. Keep going.
Yeah, so no one, so it doesn't scare people
there,
away.
That's good. And then maybe, yeah, just lay it on the ground. What the heck? Yeah, there you
okay.
go.
Okay, people can pick it up if they want it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you,
hey,
Eric.
Eric, walk funny when
good
you walk.
Good job.
Do a funny walk.
Yeah,
as you walk back.
Walk funny
back
to the car.
Yeah, finally some entertainment. We finally have something amusing to watch.
That was a lame funny
one. On our live streaming. So we're live streaming. This is a multimedia presentation. Of course, we're broadcast on the air, the audio. But if you go to our website or our homepage, WFMU.org, you can see what we're seeing. It's a table out in front of the studio. We're not there.
Andy's money is going to be sitting on that table until 7 o'clock. So if you're in Hudson County, just drop by 43 Montgomery Street. Just come by and take the money that's sitting on the table there.
Or help yourself to Ken's $800 microphone. I mean, you'd probably get maybe $600 for it now.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, take the $5 mic if you want to. But there's $15 in cold hard cash there. There's a liquor store half a block away.
Yeah.
You could take Andy's $15, go buy yourself a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Couple of six packs.
Come on back. Urinate on the station. It's a perfect day for FMU fans.
They'd have to drink it pretty quick. I mean,
we have 40 minutes left. I wonder if someone could do that. Could they take the $15, buy some wine, come back and urinate all in 40 minutes?
No, they couldn't do it. Free money. Yes, free money. Come back. Come back. Come back, knapsack man.
Ken, you don't appreciate how well people are doing in Jersey City. It's just not enough money. It's not worth their while.
They're just scared. I told you we needed to put more money out there.
That's not the problem. They don't know. Money. No one's counting
free
the money.
Money sitting
hey,
on
pal,
the table.
Free money.
Free money.
Hey, sport jacket.
Free cash. Free cash. $15 sitting out there in
hey,
front of
bicycle man. Hey, sport. Lady.
Free money.
Hey, pretty lady.
Free money.
Pretty lady.
$15.
Cell phone boy.
Don't. No, you're scaring them away. Don't say things like that. You're
okay.
scaring them.
Let's see if you can get anyone to take the money.
Okay. We'll do a contest. Now it's your turn.
Wait, you mean if I win this contest, someone has taken $15 of mine
and
got away forever?
That's what it's
done. That's what I had to do to win the contest?
Yeah.
You're like evil.
Oh, there's a postal truck.
Looking good. Sounding even better.
Okay, so now your mic is on and mine's not.
All right, I will try to get people to take the money.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. Hey, my friend, take some money. We're giving it away. Limited time only. Hey, brother. Wait, how?
Brother?
Yeah. They love it when you call them brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Those were three Indian dudes.
Everyone loves it.
Okay.
It puts everyone at ease, them and you.
Right.
It immediately makes you kind of family.
Right.
Puts you on their level.
Yeah.
I've only been mugged 4 times last year. It's because, because I call everyone brother.
I think maybe
it would have been a lot worse.
No, I think maybe
how many times were you mugged this year? A dozen?
No, zero.
Zero? Really?
Yeah, zero. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Really zero.
I'm going to get people to pick up free money. This is the worst. I'm trying to get people to take my money off a table in front of the station.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you do realize you have a sign that says the person on the speaker is lying, and you're telling them to come get free money.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but no one's reading the sign.
Well, that's true. But,
if they were reading the sign, I would have to...
You're still on the speaker,
I would have
Andy.
To address it.
Caller, do you want to try to get them to take free money?
I could call around and see if I know anyone in the area.
No, I could
no,
just...
No. We could put you right now speaker.
Yeah, I could just broadcast you onto the speaker.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Andy off the speaker.
This is what it's down to. My callers are going to ask people
okay,
to
caller,
take my money.
Go ahead. You're on the speaker right next to the cash. Go ahead. Get
whatever you do, don't come near this table. Do not take the money.
What's wrong with you?
Reverse psychology.
Okay, I see. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
This money is not for you. It's for someone else. Stay away. Don't even read the sign.
It's reverse psychology.
He's a genius.
He is a genius. He's a mad genius.
Yes. He's so smart.
If only someone was outside listening, we could put his genius
caller,
to the
what's
test.
Your name?
Steve.
Steve, I'll let you know when somebody passes by. Right now, there's nobody there.
Okay.
So yeah. So it's like a tree falling in the forest right now.
Yeah. But I get an early warning.
I could tell Steve is some kind of marketer,
yeah.
Some kind of advertising man.
He might be a hypnotist.
Probably some kind of hypnotist.
Yeah. None of the above.
Hey Steve, are you going to come to the 7 second delay almost amateur hour Friday night?
No, I can't.
Oh,
I have
bummer.
To go to a stupid meeting.
Oh,
then we're not gonna do the show.
Well, then maybe you should come to Pat Burns' comedy show Saturday night, Prove It All Night. That's 9:30 Saturday night. Reckless Eric is going to be there.
Oh, my.
Unlike our little pitiful amateur hour, Pat Burns is putting together a professional comedy
with professional comedians
variety show. And that's going to be what time on Saturday?
9:30. Our show, of course, our show is 7:30 door, 8 o'clock show.
Let me tell you how good Pat Burns' show is going to be. I seriously considered coming to his show.
Really?
Yep.
But you decided not to.
Oh, yeah, I won't be there. But yeah. I seriously considered it.
Steve, get ready. Here comes somebody. And this person is on the older side. I think it's a woman. I think it's an old lady. I'm not sure, though. I'll let you know. She's walking kind of slow.
Does the person have breasts?
Possibly, yeah.
Because that's always a sign.
Oh, my God, no. I think it's a...
Go ahead, Steve.
Steve.
You're
don't
up,
look
Steve.
Look at the table. Don't take the money. This money's not for you. Whatever you do, don't read the sign. Don't look.
Yeah, okay.
She didn't even break
stride.
Yeah, yeah, she's gone, baby, gone.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's just a little off-putting.
An old Asian woman.
There's something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, maybe it's the camera and the speaker.
You know what my theory is?
Okay, Steve, here we go. Steve, two people. Go ahead. Do it.
Hey, don't take this money. It's not for you. Don't read the sign.
Man, they're not even
they're gone.
Stopping.
They're not
I think
even
they
stopping.
See the camera. They think it's obviously it's some kind of lame trap.
It's a trick. They've seen through it.
I think the problem is, if you don't mind my saying, Steve.
Yes, I'm the problem.
Steve's the problem.
I believe so.
Steve had nothing to do with this concept. Steve, just, he's calling in. He's doing
this. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. I can blame Steve.
Okay,
give
go
me
ahead.
A minute. Blame I can, I can do this.
I'm sorry, Steve.
I don't know. I think if we say goodbye to Steve, graciously. Okay, okay. Suppose we hide the camera.
We
isn't there anything?
No, we can't hide the camera.
What do you mean we can't? I'm putting something in front of it. What do you mean we can't hide the camera? People hide cameras every day.
Your hidden camera would have been better.
No, I'm not hiding the camera.
Ask Steve. Jennifer Lawrence if you can hide a camera. Oh, here we go. Oh, somebody's taking this picture.
Free money.
Hey, ma'am.
Don't just take a picture. Come and take some money and buy yourself a new camera. Free money. Oh, is that Andrea? Oh, I think that was Andrea.
Oh,
it's Andrea.
Oh,
hey,
it's Andrea.
Oh, hi, Andrea.
It doesn't count.
Your microphone fell down. Do you want me to put your microphone?
No, because it's scaring people away.
It's scaring people away,
oh, okay.
So
sorry.
We left it on the ground. Free money. Free money. Idea. New father and mother. Money for the baby. Money for the baby.
Andrea, you want to hear how lame our show is?
Yeah,
we cannot
here,
give this money away.
He's going to take the money now. They're coming back.
Oh, come over.
Okay, let me talk. Can't. I don't want him to take my money. No, sir, that's my money. Sir, keep walking, sir. Sir, that's my money, and my sister has Ebola. That's money that my Ebola-stricken sister worked hard to earn. Oh, they're debating. Wait, they don't speak English. I'm doomed.
No, you can take it.
Dinero gratis. Dinero gratis. Dinero gratis.
Wait, they're going to take Will.
Yeah.
Dinero gratis.
Andrea, what are you doing? Andrea, it's my money. I worked hard for that money.
Dinero gratis.
Sir, I was the executive producer of a TV show, but it ended 4 seasons ago. 4 seasons, no work. No work, no work, 4 seasons.
No, no.
No new show. My pilot last year was not picked up.
Dinero gratis. Dinero gratis.
I will find you and I will kill you.
Congratulations, Andy.
I protected my money.
You protected your money. Good for you. So if you're in the neighborhood...
That kind of scared me. God, I am so cheap. That really did scare me.
If you're in the neighborhood...
No, don't take my money.
Come on by 43 Montgomery Street right now to take Andy Breckman's money sitting on a table right in front of WFMU. Or come by Friday night to see us do a live amateur hour show, 7:30 doors, 8 o'clock show.
Now, will that also be videotaped?
Yeah, we're videotaping that, but it's not going to be video streamed live. We're going to air the audio, maybe the video next week.
Look at cute little Andrea helping us out.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thanks, Ange.
Andrea looks great on camera.
She does.
Yeah.
And gentlemen, I have to go.
Goodbye, Steve. We'll miss you very much.
Steve, you're not allowed to go.
Blame me for anything.
Steve, I'm just going to lower your volume down to around there, and you just stay online. Okay?
I wonder what Andrea's going to do this tonight on her show.
Free money. Free money. Free money right there for your dog. Free cash. Buy doggy treats. Buy a new leash.
This has become an even more interesting
experiment. Get a Lyme vaccine for your dog.
We cannot give $15 away.
Because there's a camera and a big speaker. Would you...
The speaker, that doesn't look like a speaker. It's not the speaker.
Would you take... If you were walking down the street and you saw the setup with the camera, would you take the money? Actually, I would.
If it said free, well, let me just review for people just tuning in.
Okay, the sign says.
Sign says free cash.
Free cash.
Take what you need.
Compliments of WFMU.
And then it says underneath that, ignore the man on the speaker. It's not his money. He's a liar. And I added that because I thought I'd be having to bat people away with a stick from my money.
Right.
But no one is coming close to our table.
You know what listener D says? D says that the problem
Wait,
is...
Hold on. Wait, someone's stopping, pushing a stroller. Free cash. Oh, he considered it?
It is free cash. There's really no strings attached. Come back. Come back, Dad.
All right, I will give someone $15. If you can get him to take it.
What do you mean?
I'll give him. I won't deter them. I won't say anything negative. Go ahead. You're up at bat. Speaker's on. Do you want me to?
This is Eric. Eric's walking by. He's a Confederate. He's
okay,
not allowed.
Okay, but what's he doing? He's adding more money.
He's adding more money.
Wait, how much is he getting? That's my money. Oh, he's pretty loose with my money. He's adding $10?
Oh, my God. So now it's $27. There's $27. Knapsack man, there's $27 on the table. $27 for free. Come on, guys. $27. Guys.
So, Ken, do you have a lot of experience in sales?
No.
Yeah. I would say no is the answer.
Yeah.
How bad a salesman is Ken Friedman? Well, let me tell you. You could put cash on a table.
You're up. You're up. Go ahead.
Okay.
To get him
to take it?
Yeah. You're up.
Okay. I will.
$27.
Okay.
Get him to take it.
I will. Next person that walks by.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Sir. Sir. Take a look. Sir, take a look at this. Come back. There's free money.
He's out of earshot. See, you have to look at this monitor to see when they're coming. So you're waiting until...
You just got a glimpse of them walking?
Yeah, yeah. That's your early warning monitor.
But you only have a second early warning.
Yeah, just a second. But you're not even beginning to talk until they're past it.
Okay.
Now.
No.
Yes!
Sir, hello. Yes. Hi. My boss left some money. He doesn't think anyone would take his money.
Oh, no.
And I'm trying to prove him wrong.
There's actually more money than when I walked by the first time.
Yeah, that's right. There's no strings attached.
No,
it's $27
now. What do you do for a living, Mr. Rockefeller?
Yay.
It's $27.
I do a couple things.
I didn't appreciate that you do a couple of things.
There'll be someone who needs it more than me.
Oh, aren't you the
altruistic nobody's taking
salt?
It. Nobody's taking it.
Someone will.
Mr. Renaissance Man, come back.
Can I tell you something? No one needs it more than you, buddy.
Oh, close. Close. He almost took the money.
Wait, and we could hear him talk. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't we hide that camera?
No. See the camera. No matter what you do, they're going to see the camera.
He's circling the block, that Renaissance
Man. You think like it, like... Free money. Free.
Hey, hello.
$27.
Hey,
$27 sitting right there on the table. Take it. Hey. Hello, young lovers.
All right, I will do this. I think one of us has to talk at once. We can't talk over each other.
True.
Do you want to be up at bat?
You're at bat.
This is the stupidest thing. I'm trying to get
him
to take your money.
But you're not.
I understand. I understand.
I'll tell you when to go.
Okay.
I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm looking at that doorway. If you want to watch the proceedings, the video stream is on WFMU.org. It's on our iPhone and our Android app.
Yeah.
It's on our playlist page. Go, now!
Help! Help! Sir, help me! Guys, help! Please, stop! Help! Somebody! Help! I'm being molested!
No, stop
Oh, I'm
it.
Not being molested.
You can't say that.
I can't?
No, don't say that.
Why?
Because these people are walking by and you're saying I'm being molested?
I'm just trying to get them to stop.
No, you cannot. And then somebody's going to say there was a loudspeaker outside our address saying somebody saying I was being molested.
What do you care?
No,
one's
you
gonna
can't.
Stop.
You can't. No, do not do
that's
that.
That's crossing the line?
Yes, that's crossing the line.
It didn't work.
Doesn't matter.
Don't you know that there's nothing you can say on
it
this station?
It doesn't matter.
Don't you know there's nothing you can say on this station
you're
that anyone would
You're saying it on
care?
The sidewalk.
There's, I can prove to you you can say anything.
No. I will go to your house and start shouting out your living room window, help, I'm being molested.
Oh, I see. That would be bad.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. There's somebody on a skateboard. I don't like this.
Hey, take the money. Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
No, stop that man. Stop. Stop that
stop.
Man. No,
yes.
That's not cool.
Yes.
Then get him.
Yes, he took the money.
Oh, we have it all.
Woohoo.
I can't believe it. It's a
well
perfect crime.
Well done. Well done.
Who was that guy?
I don't know. It was a perfect crime.
Why did Oh, I'm so mad.
He's back.
No,
he's coming
he's putting
back.
It back. Is he putting it
Hi,
back?
Guys.
Thank you, guys, he yelled
said,
as he
you,
went
guys.
By.
All right, Nick the Bard, put more money on the table.
No! No, I hate this game!
Nick the Bard,
don't
more.
We have don't we have music to play?
He got $27. That guy got $27.
Don't we have anything to play? Any music?
Skateboarder guy.
What happened to the film library? I mean, the music library.
Oh, there's no music library. Anyway, listener Deez was saying that your sign looks like the work of a crazy person.
And that's what's
And Eric,
scary
how
is?
Much you putting out now? Five? That's nothing. Wait. No, put out more than five.
No.
Put out the rest.
No, the skateboard guy, my nemesis,
no.
Skateboard boy, will be back. If the skateboard boy comes back, I'm racing downstairs.
All right, good.
I'm chasing after him.
Good. To bring you up to speed.
And you can call me Heart Attack Man.
In case you're just joining us late, this is Ken and Andy. We're live tonight. We have put a table in front of WFMU on Montgomery Street in Jersey City. We have free money on the table and a sign telling people to take free money. And a skateboarder just skateboarded by and took $27 of Andy's money. Free $5. $5. Take it. Yeah, take it.
I know. He scared you. Almost gave him a heart attack. I almost gave that nice lady a heart attack.
Oh, she screamed.
Yeah.
That was great.
Almost killed her.
That made the show for me.
Because you scared her.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. You proud of that?
Yeah. I'm not proud. It was just such a funny sound. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Hey, Andy and I are doing a show live on stage Friday night, conveniently located to the table full of cash. we're doing it.
We cannot get people to take our money.
There's $5 sitting
there. I guess that kid was a listener, the skateboarder. Wouldn't you agree?
Probably, yeah. He seemed to know exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, it was a perfect plan. Yep. He had inside information.
He did.
And by that, I mean he listened to our broadcast.
Yeah.
So, but the question is, can a stranger be cajoled
into not taking the money? That was kind of what we wanted.
The money.
Yeah, we thought that we thought there was going to be a lot of interest in taking the money.
And we'd have to warn people off.
Okay, here comes a young woman, a very attractive young woman.
Are you going to try to get her?
No,
to
it's take the money? You're up.
Excuse me, ma'am? Hello? Is there money on the table? Ma'am, is there some money on the table? Hello, sir?
Nothing. Okay, I'm up.
See if you can get someone to scream again.
I'm up.
Give someone a stroke.
Yeah, you got to be sudden.
Go!
Hi! Free money! Oh, that got his attention.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait for a Scottish man. They are so cheap.
Okay. I don't care what nationality they are. I just want to scare him. I just want to hear somebody scream again like that lady.
Well, then let's
made my night.
Then all you need is a speaker and a potted plant. You don't need any of the. You don't need the table.
Free money, bicycle person with young child who could use $5. $5 sitting here on the table.
Here's what I'm kicking myself about.
Yeah,
that skateboarder would have been just as happy with $5.
Oh man! But now he's all set, man. He can buy a bottle of wine. He can buy some weed. He's all set. He can buy new bearings.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Sir.
No, you're off. Okay, now you're on.
You don't want to put us both on?
Okay, we're both on.
You want to take the call?
We just won't. What call? Oh no! Steve's still on the line, right, Steve? Steve, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Excellent. You just stay right there.
Steve, I'm just so curious. What the hell are you doing still on
I told him to stay on the line just in case.
Yeah. Sir, hello,
free
sir.
Money. Free money. Baseball cap.
I have to hear the delays.
Baseball cap.
Okay, here comes a one.
I don't know why you didn't stop. Okay. You yelled baseball cap.
You're on.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, I need your help. Ma'am, by all that's holy. Ma'am?
By all that's holy? Okay, somebody else is coming.
Is the sign putting them off? What if it's just free money in the speaker? What if it's just the money in the speaker? Should we take the sign down? Let's see.
Free money. $5.
Hey, free money.
Free money.
Hey, who likes money?
Sitting right here. $5. Take it. Come back.
Cash?
Take the $5. We're too far away to get it. It's not our money.
Well, yes, it is our money.
I'm lying now. That was me lying.
Are you as tired of this as me now?
No. You have more money to lose. Nick the Bard or Eric, can you put out the rest of Andy's
money? No.
I know that Andy gave you $40 and skateboarding guy got $27, so there's another $13. So Nick and Eric, can you put out the extra $13?
Oh, my God. What if someone takes it?
All we have left is $5.
Our
we started off
over.
With so much money. Everybody's been taking money. All we have is $5 left. We just have $5 left. Come and take the last $5.
Oh,
there
my God.
You
Wait,
go.
Who's that guy?
Well
who is that
done.
Guy? Hold on. Wait. Who was that guy? No. Sir, come back, please. I work hard for that money.
All right. We had our second person take the
I
money.
I can't believe it.
See that? That was the line that got him. Did you catch the line I was saying? I was
that everyone else is taking money?
Yeah, I was pretending like the money's been there all day.
Hold on. Now, Eric, how much are we putting down?
We're putting out another 10. All right, another $10.
Oh, these guys are going to come back.
All we have left is $10. We started off with $200. We started off with $200 today, and all we have left is 10. Will you take our last $10?
Oh, come on, you got to put me on
speaker.
We've
given away $190.
Ken,
we're down to 10. You're on. You're on.
Am I?
Yeah, you're on the speaker.
Keep walking, son. Nothing to see here. Return to your houses or places of worship.
Hey, I want to thank Nick the Bard and Eric for helping us out tonight. Thank
well,
you,
Nick
the Bard.
Well, that's
not all
we have to thank. We have a number of engineers, right?
Yeah, we also. I was going to get to them. I was going to get to the engineers. We have given out $500 today, and we only have $10 left. It's a wacky radio station stunt. We've given out $500. Will you take our last $10, sir? Take our last $10. We've given out $500, and that's our last $10. Come back and take it. Just take it. It's courtesy of WFMU.
So you have a whole sales pitch?
Yeah. I've had success with this. As long as you stick to the script, Andy.
No. That guy just was a listener that would live nearby.
As long as you stick to the script.
That guy was not persuaded by anything you babbled.
I want to thank Scott and Scott. Scott W. and Scott K. for helping us out today with sound and audio. And, of course, we want to thank Ruth for making this whole idiotic concept possible.
I would say technically.
Technically, it's great. Yeah,
it's huge. It's a perfect picture.
Yeah.
And you can join us and see what we're doing live. We're live streaming on our website, WFMU.org. We're trying to give money away. It began, we thought we were trying to keep people.
It began with $5,000.
No, why would you say?
At 2 o'clock this afternoon, we had $5,000 on this table. Now we're down to $10. That's all we have left. We have given out thousands of dollars today, and we have $10 left. Won't you come and pick up our last $10? We have given out $5,000, and we have $10 left. Pick up the last $10. We have given out $5,000 today.
Ten,
all we have ten, is $10 left.
Ten.
Yes,
Wait,
take
no.
the $10.
No, ma'am.
Take
no, ma'am. It's
that's
my
all
last.
We have left.
It's, ma'am, I work hard for that
we
money.
We have given out $5,000 today for WFMU.
No,
just
no,
as a promotion.
No. Oh, my
a
God.
A promotion for WFMU.
Ma'am, that's my last $10.
No,
I needed to get
attached.
Home.
No,
oh, I needed to get home.
No strings attached.
Ma'am, I need that. Sir,
just
I need that money
it.
For I need
take
that money,
money
for drugs.
Take the money. It's yours.
No, it is not yours.
We have given out $5,000 today.
That's my heroin money.
That's our last $10.
I'm jonesing for it. I don't believe it.
There
sir,
we go.
Wait a minute.
We are
sir,
out of money.
I don't believe it.
We are out of money
I
here
can't
on
believe
WFMU.
You took my money. Sir, come back.
Yes, I've got it. Put out the rest of Andy's money.
Wait, I can't. I didn't have a chance to dissuade him. You were yammering so loudly.
You were making fun of my lack of sales pitch. Now I've got a pitch. I've got a pitch that works.
I've got no money. Wait, where did Eric get this money from? Is this still my money?
We will pay him back out of your money.
No, we will not.
Yeah, so now we're going
into they're just taking my money.
All right, thank you, Eric. What is that, a five? A fiver? It's a fiver. Okay.
Wait a minute. You can't offer more money. I can't. I'm not going to pay this.
Yeah,
kid.
You. That's it. You're cleaned out. This is really our.
Oh my God, he's putting more money. Wait,
no, five. If
he
you
wants
got more,
instructions.
If you got more, put it out. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If you got more, we have given
Eric,
out $5,000.
Okay. Hold on, Kenny. Is that my money?
Yeah.
Son?
Yes, it is.
Or is that your money?
No, that's your money,
Eric.
It's all your.
If it's
money.
Your money, my sales pitch is completely different.
We got
different.
15.
Is that your money?
We got.
Is that my money?
$15, Eric. Your
Wait,
money.
It's my money.
How much we got out there now? 15. 10, okay.
The last 10?
The last 10. Thank you, Eric.
Yep.
Thank you for your help. Thank you for your service.
That last guy debated it. He thought about it. But, Ken, you got to let me talk.
I did. I was
No, you didn't.
Yes, yes.
No,
you were
didn't.
Talking. We were both talking. I just have the better pitch.
You just are sitting at the soundboard. You're just doing the mix.
Steve, are you still with us? Steve. Hello, Steve.
Yes, I am.
All right, Steve's still there.
Now he's in his car. Wait, Steve, are you driving to Jersey City by any chance?
Oh, no. I'm on the Belt Parkway, so good. I might as well be parked.
Oh, okay.
Good. We don't want to see you anywhere near my money. I don't trust you with
Thank
my
you,
money.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, no problem.
We have given out $5,000 today.
No, that doesn't work. No one's understand.
Yes, they are. That we've given out. Don't you understand? I'm telling them that everybody's been taking the money. That they wouldn't be the first. They would be the 50th. Everybody's been taking the money. It's a crazy radio station stunt. People have just been walking by taking the money. You're just the next one in a line. You're doing the same thing that all your neighbors have done. You're taking the money. Who wouldn't?
I can't believe how excited you are to give away my money.
Free money. Free cash. Free cash.
Well, this is it. This is the low point.
Free cash on the barrel. All right. You were supposed to plug our Friday night show here.
Yeah, the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're right back here in Jersey City.
Yep. And we actually have a lot of great performers. We have musicians, comedians. We have a juggler.
We're going to give everyone 2.5 minutes of airtime.
Right.
And then we're going to have, and we have
We're not Nazis, though. You can go more than 2.5 minutes if you need to.
But wait a minute. You can't say that.
Sure.
But what happens if they go long?
Well, if you go long, then...
We'll talk over them. We'll just start screaming free money.
We start playing trombone.
It won't be pretty.
The trombone player comes in at 2:35.
You can go long. And we also have a number of celebrity judges.
16 celebrity judges.
Dear God, 16
Maybe
judges.
Maybe even more. Oh,
no, Ken, that's holy.
I should have brought a list. It's Bryce and Kurt and Michelle and Frangry. And
our own Veronica.
Veronica.
Our own Pat Byrne. Our own Andrea.
Pat Byrne. Diane Kamikaze. Jim the Poet. It's just such a great roster of celebrity judges. And the celebrity judges are going to be sucking up to the performers, and the performers are going to be sucking up to the celebrity judges.
Oh, yes, we should mention that one of the judges will go home with most of the
free money.
There you go.
Well done.
Hey, you yuppie scum.
Well done,
yuppie
my son.
Scum. I work hard for that. Wait, where'd he go? He pulled up.
He pulled up.
He parked his car. Hold on. Oh, look, there's the guy that took the money before. He came back. Oh, my God, it's a swarm of them. No, there's nothing left. You wipe me out. Yeah, you just keep walking.
We have given out $5,000 today on the sidewalk. Have a good evening, folks. Courtesy of WFMU.
Of course they'd come back. Who wouldn't come back to see if there's more?
And we'll be giving out another $5,000 tomorrow right here.
Dear God.
On the table. The Magic Table Show.
Well, enjoy. Enjoy yourself.
A table full of money.
My show's over. Enjoy yourself. I've just given away $40 for what? Wait, what? Where do my money go? What do I get for it?
You gave all these people a nice story to tell.
No, I gave you a nice story to tell. I gave you 48 minutes of pleasure.
Yeah, so don't forget, we have two comedy shows coming up Friday and Saturday night at our new venue here, Monty Hall. In Jersey City, 43 Montgomery Street. Andy and I are going to be live Friday night. Doors at 7:30, shows at 8.
What are you going to wear?
Probably just a T-shirt.
Will the kitchen be open?
Yep, kitchen will be open.
What are you serving?
Chips.
That's what's in your kitchen?
Yeah,
chips?
Rhubarb, yep. You'd be surprised how good the rhubarb is.
Is the bar open?
All right, Eric's putting down more money. Andy will pay you back for it. How much is that, $5?
$4.
$4. Oh, man, Eric's pulling money out of his own pocket. Andy said he will pay you back.
No, Eric.
Andy will pay you back, Eric.
Son.
Thank you for your service. All right.
$14.
No, $10.
Well, you know what? It's going to go so fast because people, of course, are going to double back.
Because now I have my pitch
down.
They've
had a taste of it. It's like blood in the water.
Thank you. Now I have my pitch down.
Thanks, Eric. Your pitch. Your insane pitch.
As long as you follow the calimetric script. You're good as gold.
Hey, I should. I was mentioning that we have a number of judges, and one of our lucky judges, is going home with the lion's share of the money.
Oh yes, no, that makes no sense. It's a talent show. Right.
The winning contestant will get some money.
The performer should get the most of the
money. No,
free
that's
money.
Not how it rolls.
We've given out $5,000. We're down to our last $10. Take it, free money.
Nobody is responding to your insane.
We're getting ready to close up shop here. We've given out $5,000 today, courtesy of WFMU. Come, sir, take our last $10. All your neighbors have been taking money.
Give me the speaker.
All day.
Give me the speaker.
All your neighbors. We have given out $5,000.
Don't touch my money.
80 people from Jersey City have taken money from our table. You will be the 81st.
That money belongs to my sister.
It is innocence by association.
My sister who has a touch of the Ebola.
Remember Kitty Genovese and take the money. Come and take the money.
You mean Kitty Genovese? You mean no one's watching? No one will report any crime? That's what you're reminding people?
I don't know what I'm saying.
No, you don't. I've never seen you this animated. It's disturbing. whatever the opposite of entertaining is, that's what it is.
Steve, are you with us? Steve!
I'm here.
Excellent. Steve is still with us.
Hell, what the hell are you doing with this hour of your life?
I'm stuck in traffic, so I might as well.
Might as well.
That was Skirky who came by and got the last bit of money. Well done, Skirky.
Wait, do you know that person?
I know him as a listener, yeah. Man, the light is very nice. Ruth has done a great job with the camera and with the video stream. Look how pretty the light is. It's really nice. It's that golden time of day. It's that time when, you know.
When you just want to.
Yeah.
Go home and have your wife.
Have your wife what?
Do a golden shower on you. Isn't that what golden time of days are for?
It's not.
Golden showers?
No, that's not what I had in mind.
Oh, it's a golden time of day. Yeah. What else could I think you meant?
I didn't know you were into golden showers.
I'm not. You're the one that brought it out. Oh, golden picture.
I mean, it's twilight. The light is very nice. The street lights have come on.
Yeah.
The sky is pale blue.
It's magic. Hour.
There's long shadows.
It is. It's perfect. Yeah. It's beautiful.
And we're down to our last $10.
It's a beautiful, beautiful shot of people taking my money.
We've given out $5,000 to all your neighbors. Come back. Take our last $10. We're closing up shop. We're closing up shop. It's the last $10. We've given out $5,000.
Well, my show ended 2 minutes ago.
No, you're still on.
Nah.
No, you are. Oh, hey, guess what? It's imaginary fundraiser time.
Oh, how are we doing with our imaginary fundraiser?
This program is at 6% of its goal. 6%.
Okay, but you get to make the goal.
Yeah. Well, I can change the goal.
Well, I just gave $45 to the show in my own way.
We're almost out of money.
Wait, that's all we have?
It's the Money Table Show here on WFMU. We're almost out of money. Will you take our last $10?
Wait,
no strings attached. Take our last $10,
Kenny, seriously, is that all people have pledged?
Yeah.
Now, how are the other shows doing?
Oh, they're all into the double digits. Some shows are at 12%, 14%. I've heard that some shows are even at 16%.
And how long does this marathon go on?
The whole month. The whole month of October.
But you're calling it an imaginary marathon because you're not really plugging it big time.
Right.
You're doing it very subtly and discreetly.
You named it the imaginary fundraiser, and it stuck. People like that a lot. Yeah. Makes them feel less guilty about asking for money.
Okay. And what would you use the money for? Because you seem to just be giving money away.
No, this is your money.
This is...
We have given out $5,000 today at the magic table. We're down to our last $10. Come and take our last $10.
It's not very reassuring.
The magic table comes back tomorrow morning. Yeah. We're giving out another $5,000 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, pledge money today, and we'll be putting it on the table in front of the station tomorrow.
No, that's your
personal... We're giving it away tomorrow.
That's your personal
Everything
money.
You give today...
All right, I'm taking you off.
People, the more you give, the more we can give away on the street.
We don't give the station's money away. We give Andy Breckman's money away.
Wait, oh, this...
You called Skirky yuppie scum.
Oh, I didn't know he was the pal.
Yeah. That's okay.
Can I tell you something seriously?
He drove up in a Prius.
You know what I was going to do with all the money that I didn't give away today?
What?
Donate it to the station.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Hand on the Bible. Wait, somebody's pulling up.
We are down to our last $10.
I don't like this. I don't like the look of this.
Our last $10.
Put me on the speaker. Let me deter this kid. Oh, no. When they pull right up, I know they're... No, wait, son, let me talk to you, son. Oh, God. It's like a convenience store robbery. It's like a surveillance camera at a 7-Eleven. Son, how can you live with yourself? Oh, now he's like pulling away. God, it was like an armed robbery. We just saw like a crime committed. Oh,
it's,
good.
It's fun, isn't it?
No! It's Look, fun. He's pulling away. He's pulling away.
Oh, no. Here's the thing.
What?
It's fun when it's not your money.
Yeah.
This is fun for me.
Oh, yeah. I get
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Next time we do this, it should be my money.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, here's Eric with more money.
Eric's putting more money
more
down?
Bait. Oh, my God. It's like we're going fishing. Yeah. Put a worm on that hook, son.
How much is that, Eric?
$4.
$4 left. It's Eric's last $4.
Well, maybe that's not enough. I mean, maybe that's the right amount to deter people. No one would drive to Jersey City.
Oh, sure they would.
For $4.
Yeah. $4. We've given out thousands of hundreds of dollars.
I guess I really do have to reimburse that kid.
Yeah, $14. I know he's not even old enough to vote.
Who is Eric? Well, I know that's Nick Eric. Has been helping us, but who's Eric?
We've given out $5,000.
Sir, that's
today.
Not your money. Sir, I worked hard for that money. Sir, that money was left to me by my dead father. Pancreatic cancer.
There's no Ebola on that money.
Just
none.
A touch of the Ebola.
None. No, really. It's completely sterilized, that
Thank
money.
There's a God in heaven. He walks away.
Well, see, I came up with a good deterrent. You tell them there's no Ebola on the money, they think there is Ebola on the money.
You mean the word Ebola seems to get their attention.
Steve, are you with us?
All right, he came back. Wait, hold on. He came back, he grabbed it, he's got... Oh, my God!
He took the Ebola money.
I can't determine... Oh, my God! I'm watching people rip me off. It really is like a surveillance camera of a home invasion.
Oh, but the colors are so pretty.
Oh, I forgot it's the golden shower hour.
No, it's not the... I had no idea you were into that. Man, what else are you into?
Oh, my God. You try it once or twice, three times. You try it five times, and suddenly you're, quote, into it.
No way.
Wow. You got to do it five
times.
Wow,
man. I had no idea. It's a side of you I never saw before.
You've seen it.
All the money we have.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. You were terrific.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Scott and Scott K. And thank you, Veronica. And thank you especially to Ruth, who came out at 3 o'clock today and ran new cables and new monitors and all sorts of stuff. And look at that beautiful picture.
So you enjoyed yourself.
I did. I had a great time because I didn't lose any money at all.
Mm-hmm.
I lost nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see you back here Friday,
brother. It took me all afternoon to, you know, set up, and now I'm going to be...
So, Jess, why don't you review quickly. What are we doing on Friday?
Friday night. Steve, are you with us?
It's an amateur hour.
All right. Steve is still with us. Steve, don't hang up. And, yeah, we're doing the 7-second delay amateur hour, 43 Montgomery, Friday night, doors at 7:30, show at 8 o'clock, $5 at the door to get in.
The first thing we'll do is calibrate the judges to make sure they all agree on what a 6, 7, or 8, or 9 point score would mean.
Very important. And then we're going to be airing this show next Wednesday night. So come to the live taping of next Wednesday night show this Friday night, 7:30, right here at 43 Montgomery Street.
And how are we going to determine the order of performers? Annual income.
Yes.
Annual taxable income.
Height. Either one. I'm open to either.
Right.
And then Saturday night.
How happy they are.
Saturday night, Prove It All Night with Pat Byrne, also at Monty Hall here at
WFMU. So that theater's getting a little bit of a workout.
It is, yeah.
You're proud of that space.
Yep, I'm happy about it.
You want to show it off.
I like giving money out.
It's like a, And
I like giving out your money.
Is that the end of our show?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, no problem.
You know what? I never thank you.
I'm taking
a moment now to thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
You're the one. You were out at 3 p.m., even earlier.
True.
Working to set this up. You know, you came off a pretty disappointing show this morning.
Yeah,
you had to get your head back.
It was a good show.
No, well, I'm talking about your show.
Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, no, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. But it was, you know, it was not a very successful show. Not very interesting.
I can take criticism. Is there something I could do to improve it?
Nobody likes the patter between songs, and nobody likes your choice of music. That's the word on the street.
I have heard that criticism about
if you could address those two points.
My patter.
Yeah.
And the music.
And the music.
Okay, the patter and the music. Okay.
And but no, I'm thanking you, buddy. You really worked hard on this. And all I did was show up with my bulging wallet, no longer quite as bulging.
And you still owe Eric $14.
I understand.
And this is WFMU East Orange, maybe WMFU Mount Hope. We are online at WFMU.org, and maybe we're in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
It's a radio station so good, if we put money out in front of our station, people will take it.
That's amazing.
That's our motto.
I thought only real radio stations could give money away. But we proved it wrong.
Yeah, we could give money away.
Yeah, we can give money away.
And where's Andrea?
Stay tuned for YOY with Andrea. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Steve's still there.
Yes, it was like having a front row seat.
Coming up on the show, the story of an unusual first date.
At last he strode up, golden hair messy and panting, tan and handsome. He apologized for being late. It felt strange to kiss a stranger sober.
He's her friend's cousin.
We were headed north, he told me, to mal país. That means bad country, I told him.
When we're young and learning to date, how can we throw ourselves in these uncomfortable situations?
I do think there's something about being 21 and having very little sense of like what compatibility is and sort of mistaking cliche movie romance for romance.
This is YOY. I'm Andrea Salenzi. We're going to hear Sandra's story in just a bit.
My heart is beating.
The 17-year locusts were hatching the night we met. They were everywhere. The North Carolina mountains echoed with their screams. They were in the trees. They were in the air. They were in death. Their bodies crunched beneath our sandaled feet as we stood in his mother's verdant yard and kissed. I was on a road trip, and he was my friend's cousin. He soon after had moved to Costa Rica indefinitely. He'd been last-minute rejected from the Peace Corps elsewhere in Central America and had become too determined to get out of Charlotte. He spoke no Spanish. He never before owned a passport. He called, and I told him, sure, yes, I would meet him down in Costa Rica for a week. My flight was more surreal than flights already are, me realizing I actually was en route to a foreign country to spend a week with a man I did not know. I said yes because I'd never been asked a question like this before, and I wanted to be the kind of person who said yes. I wanted to be the kind of person who took huge risks and hoped that taking huge risks would somehow result in some huge payoff, whatever that meant. I was 21, and I wanted to live a very romantic story. Past customs, I stepped into the bright day that was San Jose. I looked for him. A man stopped, asked if I needed a taxi. No, gracias, I said. I had been more or less fluent in the language in high school, and the dormant sounds awoke awkward on my tongue. I walked to the curb. I panicked, realizing I might not recognize him, bad memory that I have for people, especially people I've met only once. I flapped my hands at the taxi drivers and repeated, no, gracias, no, gracias, no, gracias. I walked until there was no more curb. I turned around and walked all the way back to the doors. Now the taxi drivers were positive that I was lost or had changed my mind, and each made the decision to approach me again and ask again. And I, no gracias, no gracias, no gracias. I began to wonder about myself, too. He may have forgotten. I knew so little about him. He may have gotten lost on his way to the airport or written my flight down wrong. The men stared. At last he strode up, golden hair messy and panting, tan and handsome. He apologized for being late. It felt strange to kiss a stranger sober. We were headed north, he told me, to Mal País. That means bad country, I told him. On the bus, we watched a deaf girl and her father read a book. We sucked on blow pops from a bag I'd brought him. When we'd spoken on the phone, he'd said that's what he missed most about the States, blow pops. That and football. We sucked on blow pops and cigarettes on the stormy ferry, and while waiting in a pack of locals for another bus, which got stuck in the mud. A man put us into a jeep that lumbered over a muddy mountain, and it was past 2 a.m. when we arrived in a town. We couldn't get to the bad country tonight. We found a hotel with a single light still lit, insects going bananas, and got a room. Inside, a translucent gecko skittered. He flipped on the light, and I looked around the room for cockroaches. There was a mosquito net draped over the bed. We fell over on top of one another and took off the clothes that needed taking off, and his dick had freckles. I hate condoms, he murmured to me, and the mosquito nets are hurting the cuts on my feet. It wasn't long. After, he went out and looked at the crude oil ocean and the moon. It had stopped raining. He threw a butt off the balcony. I turned on the bathroom light and looked for cockroaches. I washed my hands. I looked in the mirror at my face. His arms and back and side had tattoos with words and pictures. One said his surname, another the name of his now-dead pit bull in the style of a beer logo. His old roommate had accidentally killed her backing out of their driveway, he explained. I loved his droopy North Carolinian accent. In the morning, we went to the beach. I took his picture as he emerged from the waves and set his camera back in its athletic sock. He kneeled and slowly dried his hands on his towel and opened the sock and studied the screen on the back of the camera to make sure I hadn't damaged it. Of course I didn't damage it, I said. He had grown up poor. Some guy gave him the camera, he explained, some older rich gay guy who'd traveled with him and had been there when he got the cuts on his feet. Not that I have a problem with gays, he said. A thing I'd never actually heard someone say, having only lived in really liberal places. Anyway, I've never owned one so nice, he explained. Maybe that was it, what I thought I liked about him, why I'd agreed to come here, that he didn't resemble anyone else I knew. The last bus to Mal País didn't exist, a Midwestern guy told us. He had a bandana and spoke about how much he loved this country, these people. Just a great country, man, a great people, the Midwestern guy said. The sky opened up, rain. Some frowning girls sold us peanuts. A taxi driver agreed to take us all the way to Mal País. He drove like he was paddling through whitewater rapids, little car rising and falling, mud splattering, night falling, and all the while he hit the small television aside his steering wheel as its telenovela flickered. The power was out.